prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul for February 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring on a guest in a few minutes here that has been with me for a while. We're going to talk about a product that he invented. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute, and you don't want to miss this. I promise you don't want to miss this, especially if you're like me and you like guns. We'll talk about this in a minute. Don't forget that tomorrow morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, we intend to have Bible study. I know we're behind on this. That's why we're doing it on Wednesday. You know we usually do it on the Sabbath on Saturday. But the weather's prevented us from doing that, so we're going to have it this tomorrow morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. If you can join us, if you can, we'd appreciate it. You can watch your Bible study and current events live stream if you go to PastorButch.com. Folks, check out PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com is growing every day. Our web mistress, web lady, is doing a fantastic job, man. She got that thing looking so good. It's really a professional job now. And by the way, you can also, I don't get time talking phone that much. Y'all know that. But there's a forum on there now, a forum, F-O-R-U-M, for discussion forum. If you want to email or text me or whatever you do on the email, I guess will be on the website. I will do my best to answer your questions. I really will. And I know I stay quite busy. I do stay busy. But I do what I can get back to you on that. But the forum's on there if you want to share thoughts with each other also. And discuss radio broadcasts, our teachings, whatever you want to do. But it's on PastorButch.com. Our new donate button, the button's up there all over the website, top and bottom. We now use DonorBox, not PayPal. PayPal kind of messed up, so we still went with DonorBox here. If you want to donate to us, we'd appreciate that. But let's say we have church tomorrow. If you go to PastorButch.com, you'll find live stream. Click on that. 11:30 a.m. We'll be on there. First hour is current events, and the second hour we'll start us teaching, folks. That I don't think you'll hear in any other church or Bible study in this country that I know of, entitled The Sacred Honor, The Sacred Duty to Bear Arms. I said sacred duty to bear arms. You don't have to believe me. You see me. If you want to listen and hear the truth, you'll hear. If not, then don't listen. And don't forget to forget if you listen tonight on shortwave on 6115, Melody Seastrom is making that possible. So you need to thank Melody Seastrom for that with the discount gold and silver. And folks, if you haven't called already to plan your financial future, I wish you would before it's too late. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188 if you want to call and talk to her. Now we're still offering the Grand Design Exposed, and I'm amazed that we aren't out of those already. Any Christian out there that wants to know the truth of the founding of this country, and some of the people behind it, and what they had, what the plans they had for it, they were only thwarted for a while because there were godly men involved. If you want to know why Washington, D.C. was built on a piece of land that was called Rome, and the guy that owned it was named Pope, check it out. If you want to know about the Freemasons, both all branches, check it out. It's on this book. It's all in there. $12.95 delivered to your door, folks. If you want it, it's there. REM sleep is now here, like I said. And anyone, as I have had in the past, have trouble falling asleep at night or staying asleep at night. And you know, every now and then, at least I do, have to get up and go to the bathroom at night. Not very often, but I do. And before when I get up and go to the bathroom, say 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I was awake and couldn't go back to sleep. REM sleep helps me get through that. A natural supplement that aids in sleep and helps you let your mind rest, your body relax, and you sleep sounder. Not necessarily longer, but sounder. And I promise you, folks, the difference will be you'll notice almost immediately. $27.95 delivered to your door. It's either between a month and a 3 month supply. It depends how many you take in order to relax and sleep like you want to. But it's available here. It sure beats taking the drugs cross-counter. And that's a fact. And I keep telling you we have the new flags in. We now have the Christian flag that I fly 24-7 on my property on the flagpole. I'm honored to fly that flag and proclaim who I am. We also have the Colonial flag, Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Confederate Christian flag. The Confederate flag is a Christian symbol, St. Andrew's Cross. All those available. $15 each, plus $2 shipping. Or buy all four of them, or mix and match four of them. $13, please, plus $2 shipping. So, this folks, they're there if you want them. And, of course, we are offering again in February. We didn't have anybody give it to last month. A free case of food, compliments of New Manna Foods, or a Berkey water filter, completely free. With black and white filters, if you need the white ones, if you have seated water, those are included. No strings attached, totally free to you, because they want to help you. You write to us here, Call to Decision. Call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Talk to Lisa, get her address, and say, Pastor, this is why I need a case of food. Well, this is why I need a water filter. And we're not going to share your reasons or even who you are on the air. But we want to know who we send it to really does need it, who needs it the most. And a book on cremation. Cremation is a Christian. $5, folks, to get it to you, because I get that question asked a lot. And one more book we'll mention, we just got them back in stock, or actually just now got them ordered. Backyard Medicine for All. And if it's any part of the country you live in, they're going to show you plants that are edible and be made into medicine right on your back in your backyard. $19.95 delivered, folks. It's a full color picture. It's everything. Makes it easy to understand what you got and what it is, how to harvest it, how to use it. $19.95 delivered. And it's all there if you want it. That's the best I can do, folks, is offer it. I can't make you get it. I just offer it to you. It's all I can do. Now, our guest tonight is named Harold Schillinger. Harold Schillinger. I keep the name wrong. I shorten it up too much. He invented a product called Super Quick Clean Gun. Now, we had this product in the past, not for a long time. Because, you know, we about went off the air once, and I didn't see any point in stocking it. We weren't going to have it. But we are back on the air thanks to y'all's help and some people with the generosity to get us back on the radio stations. And we're going to offer a product, folks, that if you want to keep your guns, your tools, rust-free, and your scopes fog-free, if you want to keep them lubed and dry, Super Quick Clean Gun is what you want. Now, I have testimonies. I guess I could have lined up tonight, had somebody call in and talk about it. People who had semi-automatic 22s that wouldn't fire. Used Super Quick and the gun shot like a new gun. That's a fact. Now, I'm going to let Harold tell about the product and a little bit about himself. And Harold, are you there?
Pastor Butch, it's been great. I missed being on with you. I'm glad you're back on the air.
Well, you know, we do the best we can by the grace of God, and it's only by people like Melody Cedar Trim and some other sponsors like New Manna Foods, others, and Glenn Parner with International Health and people's donations that we're here, Harold, because it costs money to do this. And by the grace of the stations that have us on and give us a good deal, we're now broadcasting, of course, all over the country. And starting this coming Sunday, there'll be an hour broadcast at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. On, I think, 10 more stations out there. They'll carry it for us on 1 hour a week on there. So we're blessed. We really are. And I want to bless the people, Harold. I don't get paid for this. I never have taken a paycheck out of this ministry. I've been told I should, but I don't, because whatever comes in extra, I try to put back into the ministry, expand or maybe inventory, I guess you say, like with Super Quick and other things. do the best we can to reach people with the truth. And your product is one I'm honored to share with people. Then tell them a little bit about yourself, Harold, and who you are, where you are, how you got started. It was super quick.
Well, thanks, Pastor Butch. As you know, we've been at it now for 18 years. And I was asked way back when, just about 2002, to come up with a gun cleaning solution that would clean guns, lubricate guns, keep them from rusting, keep them fingerprints off, and not stink up the house. And I told him, I says, well, I'm working on it, and I've got it, and everything else is history. You know, we use a penetrating cleaner that cleans inside your bore, down your barrel, takes all the fouling out, whether it's black powder, whether it's copper, whether it's lead, all that fouling is going to be gone, and then it replaces everything in there, once it's clean, with that microlube that bonds right to the metal. And from that moment on, you have 360 degrees of lubrication that is more lubricic than oil. And not only that, but the microlube works dry. So when you wipe out all the fouling, all you have left is that dry lubricant that is there. And once it's there and you have it on the outside in your action, all over your gun, it'll never rust. You can actually leave it outside, which we've actually had a customer call and tell us that he was out hunting squirrels, and a friend of his come over to the house, and he left his gun at the tree and went out to greet him, brought him inside, and they started talking, and he totally forgot the fact that he had his .22 out at the tree for 3 days, and it rained. And all of a sudden he says, honey, do you know what I did with my .22? She says, last time I saw it, you were out hunting squirrels. And he said, oh my gosh. And he ran out, and there it was, spotless. He
it's
said,
amazing.
I brought that thing in. I said, I was expecting to find it just totally covered in rust, but it wasn't, because he had used Super Quick on the entire gun, inside and out. And we have hundreds of stories where guys have been out in the rain hunting ducks, and they come back, and their guns, before used to start pitting up and rusting up on them, no more rust. But the beauty of it is, like you were saying, if you've got a gun that just isn't quite working the way you would like, something is sticking, you got a little bit of oil and grease and all sorts of crud in the action, you spray Super Quick in there, that penetrant is going to loosen that up, and from that moment on, that nano lube is going to get in there and lubricate to the point where everything frees up, and that gun's going to work like it's never worked before. It's awesome. Works down to minus 54 below, and it can take the heat of an AR 600 plus degrees and not worry.
Wow.
The other nice thing is, if you use oil, especially in your ARs, they tend to get really hot, and then they tend to bake the carbon onto some very vital parts, like your four-bolt assembly. And when you get ready to clean them after you've used the oil, you got to scrub it off, because it baked right on the four-bolt assembly. Not anymore with Super Quick. When you open up that upper and you pull that four-bolt assembly out, you spray Super Quick on it, and all that carbon just washes right off. It's a breeze. That's why we call it Super Quick.
And, folks, it's amazing, too. I put it on guns, the wood part of the gun. It doesn't, like oil, will ruin the wood stain. This doesn't. It makes the luster of the wood come back out again, and it helps protect the wood also. But the Super Quick nanoparticles actually become part of the metal, don't you? Don't they just kind of just go right into the metal and protect the metal?
Exactly. And once it's on, it coats them. And nothing penetrates, no moisture, no condensation, no rain, no fingerprints. All of that is history. And the other nice thing is you can use it. If you have a scope on your gun, you can spray super quick directly on your scope, wipe it off with a soft microfiber towel, and then go to the other corner and buff it, and it won't fog up on you.
That's amazing. You know, and I know that I've used it on all mine, and I've seen a huge difference in the way they perform it, but also the way they last. And one of the things I've had people mention to me, you know, when you handle a gun, especially if you have to get a deer, you got salt, you may get a little bit of blood on your hand, more salt in your hand. But you have salt in your sweat already. They mentioned to me how their hands will help to make their guns actually fade around the bluing on the gun, on maybe the forearm or the receiver of the gun will start losing color because of that. But with Super Quick, it doesn't do that, does it?
No. No. And if you should happen to have a gun, let's just say you haven't used Super Quick in the past and you got a little rust on it, don't fear, because you spray Super Quick on that rust spot and give it about 15 seconds to penetrate, and you can rub it off with a nylon toothbrush or your fingernail. If it's really, really, really rusty, if you got a really rusty, rusty gun, spray the whole gun, the metal part, wrap it in saran wrap, leave it overnight so it doesn't evaporate with the saran wrap, and the next day just take a paper towel and take the saran wrap off and just wipe the rust right off. You don't even have to work at it.
The folks, he's telling the truth. I'm talking from experience. That's why we offer it here. And so I know most of you folks out there like me that you believe in the, not only the right but the duty to keep firearms in the house for self-protection and for whatever else you want them for hunting or just sports shooting, whatever you want to do with them. It's your business because of your guns. But a gun's a tool. You take care of the gun, and it will provide you with years of entertainment and hunting fun, and if necessary, home protection, self-protection. No one wants to think about that, folks, but that's really what that can happen. It happens hundreds of thousands of times a year in this country. But I do know that, Harold, years ago, I bought a little H&R single-shot 308 rifle, highly accurate little gun. I've hunted with it for probably 25 years now. It has killed dozens of deer. And when I Super Quick, now I had some places, like I said, were coming off, the bluing's coming off. I got Super Quick in, well, how many years ago since I've known you now, put it on the gun, and I haven't really had to clean it since. That doesn't mean I don't wipe off excess mud or something going on, but as far as having to worry about cleaning it and rusting, that's a thing of the past now.
Yep, exactly.
That's amazing.
Well, and that's the way we designed it. And the other thing, Pastor Butch, is it doesn't stink.
No, it doesn't.
You spray the bottle. You use the bottle inside the house. And I can remember when I used the other solutions. Oh, my goodness, my mother or my wife would say, get in the garage and clean outside because the house would stink right up. We don't have anything that stinks.
that's for folks telling the truth. And it doesn't stain either.
No.
That's a big difference also.
No, and if you happen to get a little on your kitchen table, because that's where you're working on your handguns, just spray a little bit more, take your rag and wipe that whole tabletop off, and it'll be absolutely beautiful and spotless.
Absolutely. Folks, this product is phenomenal. It really is. We offer the 4 and 8 ounce bottles here. You can buy up to a 55 gallon drum. But we offer here in stock the four and eight ounce bottles. But you can use them on reloading equipment, on casting bullet dies and crossbows, compound bows, arrow shafts, fishing reels, knives, swords, hatchets, chainsaws, circular saws, blades, table saws, rollers, etc. Anything, folks. Drill presses, chucks, collets, ratchets, padlocks, bike chains. Makes no difference. Chrome and mirrors. Mirrors won't fog up either, folks. You clean with that, and mirrors will not fog. That's in your bathroom mirror, won't fog. I'm telling you the truth. Flashlights and batteries, all these are things you can use Super Quick on. And when you use it, you're done with it as far as having to use them, apply it again to protect that gun or whatever. I cleaned my guns twice with it, Harold, every one of them. And I know I didn't have to, but I did. Clean them twice and put them up. And I keep my guns in a huge safe. I mean, you won't get into it without a blowtorch. But they never, I used to have to keep packets in there to keep them from rusting, you know, moisture. Not any longer. Super Quick will not allow that moisture to cause them to rust any longer. But I used to put in little packets of some kind of beads in there to keep the draw the moisture out of the air. But now, super quick, that's a thing of the past. That is a huge headache that any gun owner is concerned about, because a rusted gun, well, that's a shame to the gun owner, actually. It's our fault. We didn't check it sooner. But super quick, you do it, you clean it, and it's out of your mind. It's okay. That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's absolutely. And the other thing, Pastor Butch, is think of your guns not only just as a tool that can save you and your family from somebody, some real bad person, but think of it as the other thing, as an investment. And a lot of the guns that have been handed down to you from your granddad to your dad to you, they're worth thousands of dollars now. They aren't just worth an extra 50. They're worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And if you get super quick on there, it'll keep them in pristine condition, and they will keep their value for years and years and years.
Well, you know, I treat guns as an investment. Actually, I do. I know I use them, and I like guns. I always have. If I would have had the money to buy what I wanted, I'd have to have a safe as big as my house. But then anyway, be that as it may, a gun is something, if it's taken care of, will not lose its value. If anything, goes up in value. And that's one thing I've seen super quick. Once I clean my revolvers, my semis, or anything I have, I can put them up in the gun safe or carry them. I know they're protected no matter what. That, folks, is a wise man to invest in something that costs as much as a good handgun or rifle does, and you take care of it with a product that can take care of it like it should be taken care of. That's a peace of mind that you can't buy with 3-in-1 gun oil or other lubricants that I've used. You just can't do it. It just doesn't work that way. And Harold, how long did it take you to develop this product?
Well, it took me almost 5 years. Once we put the solutions together, we wanted to make sure that it was going to perform. And we couldn't do it until the 1998 is when the world was introduced to nanolubes. That's a new type of lubrication that is different than an oil. This is a lubricant that is designed to attach itself to the base metal and lubricate no matter what, and then protect that metal from all sorts of outside moisture, fingerprints, any of that stuff. But the most important thing is it lubricates dry, more lubricic, that's a big word, but it's more lubrication than a drop of oil, because now you've got that lube completely surrounding every bit of metal that you have, where with a drop of oil, it sits there until you move it, and then gravity will move the drop of oil. And for that reason, you get your barrel. If you're using oil in your barrel, part of that will be lubed, the other parts will be dry. But with Super Quick, you have 360 degrees. That's all around the inside of that barrel that is lubricated, and that bullet will fly out of there faster, more accurately than anything you got with oil.
Well, now you obviously you told me before. I know that you provide this product with law enforcement, military, and other places, don't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And we have become, over the years, Pastor Butch, we are now nationwide, from the NYPD on the Atlantic coast to the LAPD on the Pacific coast to Chicago to all of the majors in between and their academies. They love it because it's fast, it's easy, and it's complete. So when you take the time to take your gun apart, it only takes a minute or two to clean a pistol and a minute or two to clean, well, it takes about 7 minutes to do our ARs compared to a half an hour. That's pretty quick.
Well, you know, to protect gun before, you know what cosmoline is. I mean, the military use it. It's a mess.
Yep.
It does protect the gun, but it's like taking off heavy grease off a gun, and it's hard to clean. Now, folks, I know from experience have used this. With this, you can store guns if you want to. Well, super quick, no grease, no gum, no nothing to clean off. When you pick them up to go with them, they're ready to use. You can store them. If you want to hide them, you can. But you don't have any problem picking them up and going with them because there's nothing to clean off those guns. Now, that's important for someone that wants to keep something safe and secure and ready to use when you have it. If you pick up an AR or any other kind of gun and it's got cosmoline on it, by the time you get it clean, you're probably dead.
Yeah.
With this,
that's not the time. That's not the time to worry about that.
It isn't. It certainly isn't. So you sold this to police forces all over the country, and I assume that they're very happy with it.
They are totally happy with it. And the most wonderful thing is not only are we working with the men in blue, we're also working with our Department of Corrections all across the United States. And we also sponsor a lot of the young shooters now, Skeet and Trap. They love it because their shotguns continue to function. And as you know, when you're in a sport, the last thing you want is that gun to quit. Just about the time you're ready to shoot that little clay pigeon that comes out, that would set you back. But with super quick on your guns, that's all history.
Well, again, folks, I don't know what else to say about the product. It's good for any kind of metal usage. I mentioned tools and even mirrors to keep them fogging up, and there's so much more you can do with it that I don't have time to get all in tonight because I'm gonna turn Harold loose in just a few minutes. Unless you want to call and talk to me. Here are your questions for Harold about your guns. 844-769-2944. We'll take a phone call. 844-769-2944. One more time. 844-769-2944. Now, and by you know, folks, I don't call guns weapons. I have several guns that can be used for weapons, but I have a baseball bat in the closet that can be used for a weapon also. So I didn't buy those for weapons. I bought them self-defense if necessary, but I bought them for fun. I have an AR-15. I enjoy shooting it. Like, no recoil, fairly inexpensive shoot. I have an AK-47 I enjoy shooting. And no, they're not assault weapons. My baseball bat, I guess you could say, is an assault weapon if you want to. I can assault you with it. But that's insane. That's absurd. They don't make an assault weapon. They make an AR-15. That's not an assault weapon. It's a gun that I enjoy plinking with. You can hunt with them if you like. They're perfectly fine for that, and so is an AK. I have killed deer with an SKS, which is the same caliber as an AK, and does a fine job. So I don't buy weapons. I carry a pistol on my hip. I don't want to be a weapon. It's a tool to use for self-defense if necessary. But I want to work when I pick it up. I don't want to guess, well, is this going to go off or jam or whatever. And Harold, the particular handgun that I carry for protection is a PMR 22 Magnum. Are you familiar with that gun, Kel-Tec?
Absolutely, yeah. Those are beautiful guns.
30 rounds, smoothly operates. 30 rounds of 22 Magnum. That's a pretty wicked little round also, by the way. And it operates very smoothly. You load it correctly, it will not jam. But with the super quick on it, I feel comfortable with it. And this gun, by the way, has even got some plastic in it. And the super quick's good for the plastic also, isn't it? Hang on to the break. Okay, hang on to the break, Harold, please. Folks, 844-769-2944. I'm going to turn her loose by 5 minutes. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we're back here. We're talking to Harold Schillinger about Super Quick Clean Gun. Now, if you have any questions, you better call quick because I'm going to turn loose in a minute at 844-769-2944. Do you have a gun that has questions about? Do you have a problem with one? Or anything else you want that you have questions about that you can use Super Quick for, folks? If you're a mechanic, your tools can be protected. If you're a woodworker, your saws, the saw blades, all these things. If you're a cyclist, bicycle chains, my goodness. All these things can be helped and improved with a Super Quick Clean Gun. Any questions you may have, call within the next 5 minutes, 844-769-2944. Now, I'm going to have Todd, if you would, play a little clip for you from Dave Hodges. Dave Hodges has a program called the Common Sense Show. Good program. And he plays a clip entitled, Virginia, It's Time to Pack Your Bags, talking about the state of Virginia. And I want you to listen to what he says. You know, West Virginia has been a laughing stock of the country as far as people picking on us. That's okay. I don't mind being called a hillbilly. I'm proud to be a hillbilly. And we're a backward state. We only got about 1.5 million people in a huge state. When I say huge, I don't mean maybe in circumference, but in land mass. If we were flattened out, we'd be half as big as Texas. So we are a big state as far as land mass, but it's all up and down. We have 1.5 million people in the whole state. We have a lot of, I guess you say, backward ways here. We still believe, in a lot of places, we believe in morality. We don't believe that homosexuals have a right to get married as a whole in this state. We're still fighting that issue in this state every day. The sexual perverts are still trying to get laws passed in Charleston. They haven't flown too well yet, but they still try. They still have their homosexual parades and different things, so they're trying. But praise God, people in this state have a little bit of common sense left. So when West Virginia gets mentioned in a positive way, it's kind of rare for us. It makes us feel pretty good that we're actually making a difference to somebody in a way that what the people think. We smoke a corn cob pipe and wear a straw hat, which is fine with me. I don't care if you do or don't. But that's, you know, it's just good to hear our name mentioned in a good way. So, Harold, I want you to listen to Dave Hodges talk about this issue of what's going on in Virginia and what our governor said to Virginia. Go ahead and play it if you don't mind, Todd.
It's moving day, baby. Pack your bags, Virginia. Unless you're a mentally ill liberal, you are moving to West Virginia. Or it seems, Governor Justice. What a great name for a governor. He was on Fox this morning. Paul Preston called me. He says, Dave, you got to see this. I turned it on. We kind of watched it together for about 30 seconds. And Governor Justice said, you people need to know that you're entitled to constitutional protections. You will have those in Virginia. Organize your counties and get the hell over here right now. Boom. It's like New California. That's going to happen too. Boom. People are saying, I want to live where the liberals are. This is awesome. I am so proud of West Virginia. It's such a great state. And then Jerry Falwell Jr. came out, president of Liberty University. Great university, great Christian tradition, great education. They're there together saying, come on in. We are going to be loyal and true to the Constitution because that's what Americans do. I don't think I was ever more proud to be an American in that moment when I was watching them throw Virginia a lifeline and say, you don't have to put up with this abuse. We're here. We're Americans. We take care of our own. God bless those two men. God bless West Virginia. God bless the people in Virginia who have the courage to stand up to this communist dictator, Governor Northam. Take them up on their offer. Get yourselves organized. What you all need is a Paul Preston that can get you going, kick you in the butt, know how to do all the administrative stuff. That's Paul. He's the best I know at administrating. Of course, he used to be a principal. He used to be a superintendent. So he knows how to do all that stuff. You guys in Virginia need to find your Paul Preston, and you need to realize your destiny. You need to change history to where there might be some Democratic states, but they're ruling over a real small group of people. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Thank you for joining us. Please share this far and wide.
All righty, folks. I don't know what to say. Harold, you heard that, right?
Absolutely.
I thought that was a very good statement. Anything you want to say about that?
Well, you know, the thing is, free men live free. Ruled men don't have guns. And free men, they have whatever they have and whatever they need at their disposal because they're free to do that.
Well, you know, that's the way this nation was supposed to be in and what it was for many years. Now, you and I both know that in order to do anything in this country, well, we no longer have liberty, we have license. You know, they must have a license to start a business, a license to get married, a license to travel down the highway, a license to own a gun someplace, a license for everything they can think of. That's a way of control and taxation. Without a license, in most states, you can't start a business. Well, I guess every state. You have to have a business license, a permit from the city and the state and the feds to run the business to provide jobs and feed your family and feed other families. Harold, that is not liberty, is it?
No. No, you're being ruled. And yet, you know, we have to kind of abide by it unless we all revolt.
Well, we're seeing some things kicking back now a little bit finally, but some people in Virginia just had a massive gun rally a couple weeks ago. Four of the gentlemen from my church went down there and reported back. One of the gentlemen does our videos and DVDs for our CDs for us on the ministry, and he's very good at this type of work. He went down, come back on the air that night, shared his information, what happened down there. Tens of thousands, I'm saying tens, they said 25,000, other places who I think were honest, they said 50,000 people showed up. Many of them armed to the teeth with handguns and ARs and AKs, wearing bulletproof vests, and no one was shot. I saw the cops on video laughing and talking to the people that were there. No one was under any kind of tenseness or nervousness. Everybody enjoyed themselves. Phil Hudock, the one reported for me, said it was like a picnic, an armed picnic. Everybody was shaking hands, talking to each other. They saw a reporter there from New York who was French, reporting on French TV about what was going on in Richmond, Virginia. So, but even after all that, Harold, even after all that, as soon as those people left, the legislature in Virginia brought forth 8 more gun laws I'll be talking about tomorrow in Bible study to restrict more guns. And also, would you believe this, Harold? The Virginia governor, of course, wants to be able to kill babies up to 3 months after they're born. That's a fact. But also, they did pass through the Senate in Virginia to repeal all pro-life laws passed in the state. What do you think about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is horrible. That is a sin against the unborn, which is the greatest sin you can commit because they don't have a voice.
No, they don't. And but you see, Harold, we're their voice. But the church has become silent on most issues. I'm going to do a teaching starting tomorrow in church, as I said, on the sacred duty to bear arms. When's the last time you heard a sermon taught on that in your church, or any other church?
Very rarely, never.
Never. And I'm just a hillbilly. You've never met me yet. You know who I am. I'm just Butch Paul. I'm nothing special. I'm a mere mortal. I'm a man with many faults and failures in my life. But I sincerely want to get the truth of God's word out to people. And our God commanded us. It is not a right to bear arms. It's a duty to bear arms. Even our Savior said, if you're one of my disciples, you carry a sword. That's what he told them, right on the spot. And people ignore that. They ignore that. And I've caught a lot of flack over the years on this, but I'm going to do a study tomorrow. It's going to take more than an hour, probably 2 or 3 hours worth of teaching. I'm going to answer all questions. People say, well, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're spiritual. And they are. But Harold, spiritual actions manifest themselves in fleshly ways. You follow what I'm saying?
Exactly.
An evil man from the evil of his heart does evil. A righteous man from the righteous heart does what's right. So an evil man will take from the spirit of his heart. His heart is wicked. He'll take the spirit of himself, and he'll pull up a baseball bat or a gun and kill somebody. A righteous man will use the same kind of weapon, if you want to call it that, to defend himself and others. So, yes, they are spiritual battles, but they're manifest in the flesh. Go ahead, Harold.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the thing that is really interesting is everybody says, well, ooh, I'm afraid of a gun. Look at Switzerland. Every male, 18 years and older, is required to have a gun and know how to use it, and that is their army. And that's what happened back. You remember World War II? The reason we weren't invaded because the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor? Because the admiral said, if we invade America, everybody there has a gun. Well, we need to get that back again.
I agree. I totally agree. I'll be doing, I said, in the Bible study starting tomorrow, I'll be telling about the victims of gun control all the world for the last 100 years, and folks have been close to 300 million people murdered after guns were confiscated.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Tomorrow, Bible
it's
study,
the first step. It's the first step to slavery. The first step to tyranny is somebody taking away your right to defend yourself. And the beauty of Super Quick is if you carry concealed, it doesn't mess up your clothes. There's nothing oily there. It doesn't stink. It's the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world. You can wear a suit, okay, and your white shirt won't get dirty. But your gun is ready. And that's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Now, folks, we have available here, we have the 4 ounce is $16.50. Folks, it's $8 shipping for one bottle. I'm sorry about that. That's why they cost ship it. That's why they cost to ship it. And you think I'm pulling your leg, but I'm not. Believe me, I'm not. So it'll be $24.50 for a 4 ounce and $30.50 for a 8 ounce. And but I will tell you now, a 4 ounce of Super Quick will clean a lot of guns and a lot of tools. That's the beauty of Super Quick. You can do with a 4 ounce bottle, unless you have 100 guns, you can clean 25-30 guns easily with 4 ounces. Can you not, Harold?
Yes, sir. A tenth of an ounce, and usually you'll be able to get about 50 different guns cleaned with a 4 ounce bottle.
Wow.
Because we actually put 5 ounces in that bottle.
All right, then, folks, there you go. What an inexpensive way to protect your guns. And Harold, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I thank you for being there, for inventing this product, and God bless you all for what you're doing, and keep us in your prayers, please. If you get a chance tomorrow, you buy your computer, go to PastorButch.com about 11:30 and listen to our current events, and about one we'll do the teaching on the duty or the right, the obligation to be armed. You might enjoy that. You might want to join us.
It'd be a real pleasure.
Well, you can do that. You can even call in and talk to us. There'll be a number on the screen where you can call and share your thoughts with us if you want to.
Awesome.
All right. Hope to see you there. And thanks a lot, Harold. God bless, brother. Appreciate it.
God bless. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. And, folks, I'm saying this humbly before our master, because I'm only I wish you could. I really sincerely wish I could say hi to every one of you. If you can see where I live, I'm very blessed. I have a small home in the country. It's not, believe me, it's not fancy. It's an old house built back in the 1950s. I remodeled some on it. It's not new many means. But I have a front porch on the house with a porch swing, a few chairs, and a grill. And I like to sit there with people and sit and drink a cup of coffee in the morning or a glass of iced tea in the afternoon and just share thoughts. I wish I could do that with each and every one of you. So you get to know who Pastor Butch Paul really is. I'm a man. That's all that I am. I'm 71 years old. My youth is fleeting, and it fled right on by. But I praise God. I feel good physically most of the time. Mentally, I think I'm halfway sharp yet. I like to just see that I'm nobody special. So don't take that when I'm saying I'm something special, because I'm not. I'm just doing what I know is right to do, because I'm led to do it by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. But I wish that every one of y'all had a pastor, a teacher somewhere that would teach you the whole counsel of the Word of God. Of course, we must learn about salvation, the born-again experience, the converted experience that really changes a man from the inside out. If you're not changing the inside, you're not born again. I wish everybody could understand the simplicity of salvation in Christ as far as faith and believing, repentance. I wish you could understand all that. But once you come to the knowledge of Christ and become a born-again believer in Christ, I wish someone would teach us how to grow in Christ. Most churches preach the same message every weekend, maybe a little different angle perhaps, but they preach salvation to save people. That isn't necessary at that time. It's necessary to teach them how to live and walk and do what's right in the eyes of our Creator. Even flies in the face of all that mankind believes. We don't serve mankind, we serve God. And over the years, not because I'm special, folks, I'm just a man, but I try to obey my Father and do what he asked me to do. I have called off flack. I've had death threats. I've had people threaten to burn our house down. I've had wheels fall off my car. I've had tie rod ends, both tie rod ends, come loose at one time driving down the highway into North Carolina. Yeah, these things have happened to me. They have. But that doesn't change my mind. If anything, it makes me more determined to do what's right. And when I teach these things, I teach, but I have a guest who wants to talk about how to take care of your tools and your fishing rod and how to keep your guns clean, because this matters, folks. And starting tomorrow, I'm going to do a Bible study that's going to be 2 hours long. It'll be available if you want it on CD or DVD, your choice. It'll be $12.50 for whatever, for DVD, $10.50 for CD. It'll be all one CD or DVD. I don't make you buy an hour of time. We'll have it all in one. But I'm going to do my best to teach you historically and scripturally what our duties are before God when it comes to defending ourselves and our families. The Bible clearly tells us that a man that will not protect his family has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Infidels don't go to glory, folks. They don't. It's not hard to understand this. It's Bible, it's common sense, and it's true. Now, the phone line's open if you want to call and talk to me. I'm surprised nobody's called. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, this broadcast airs live, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 3 nights a week. Now, if you listen on a rerun, a repeat somewhere, which a lot of people are, I know you can't call in. If you ever want to listen to us live, you can by calling this phone number, 712-770-9418. Or you can call 719-718-1679. You can go to gsradio.net. You can go to truthbetoldradio.com and hear it on there, live, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And you can call and talk to us if you like. 844-769-2944 when you listen live, because this program is not about me. It's not even about you. It's about the Word of God and His commandments to us to live righteously, to do what's right in all circumstances, as best we understand it, to His glory, no matter what it may be, folks. I figure a lot of y'all watched that worship service we call the Super Bowl. No, it's a worship service, folks. That's what it is. Y'all know it's not preacher's ball game. No. No, the commercials with cross-dressers and other perverts makes a satanic worship service. Halftime, and I didn't watch the game. I did hear people comment on the halftime, and I went online briefly to watch what I could not believe was watching. Soft porn at a halftime ball game. The children are watching all over the world. And one of the people on there had their 11-year-old daughter there with them. While she's on stage, grinding on a pole in her hand. This is what passes in America for entertainment today.
Well, preacher, I just watch it to watch a football game.
Well, I say more things about tap won't do good. You won't believe me if I did tell you those games are rigged anyway. You won't believe that. And I can prove it. I wouldn't say it. But you won't believe that. So this, never forget that part of it. But when you allow your children, when you allow Satan to bring out filth into your home. Now, preacher, you got a TV? Yes, I do have a TV. I watch DVDs on it. I watch some of sometimes old Andrew Griffith shows. Not much on TV I can watch anymore with clean conscience. So I don't. Unfortunately, people, our nation has turned from God and has turned itself into hell. For you and I, adults, 40 and up, especially anybody below 40, the new generation, they never had a chance to learn. I mean, ever since they've been born, they've been allowed to kill babies. The 40 and 50 up, I don't feel sorry for us. We had it and threw it away. It's the young'uns that I'm concerned about. You're not going to be able to change this country, folks, by sitting back and waiting for the rapture. And believing the damn double lie that once you go to the altar and pray and say you're saved, do what you want to, live like hell and go to heaven. That's a damn double lie right out of Satan's mouth. A lot of people call it Calvinism. I call it, in the Baptist, I'm mostly half Calvinist. They believe you have a choice to be saved, but you can't back out if you want to. So they're half Calvinist. Yeah, I'm saying like it is. Do what you want, believe what you want. I'm telling you the Bible. And again, the phones are quiet. I can't believe that. 844-769-2944. Two lines are open. If you want to call and talk to us, we're here. We got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. But I want to bring to you, by the grace of our Father in heaven and by His wisdom and knowledge, I pray, offer you full counsel. I've written 5 books altogether. And the last two I wrote, not big books, and the chapters are just articles written very short and to the point. Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1 and Volume 2. $12.95 will buy either one of them. Or 20 or 22 will buy both of them if you want them. Are written in plain English language, the plain language that I can understand. See, folks, I teach simply because I'm a simple man. I don't know a lot of big words. I'm not here to impress you with my vocabulary when talk about antinomianism and other things. And I'm just not, that isn't me. But the books will show you things you may never thought about before because they're written on topics that most pastors won't touch. One chapter is entitled, Thank God I'm Gay. No, that doesn't mean I'm a sexual pervert. That means I'm a happy man. We've allowed euphemisms now to be brought in and changed words to make things sound better and politically correct to the point that the church is afraid to even use the proper language for a homosexual. They want to use the word gay to describe a sexual deviant. They don't do it in front of me more than once because I correct them immediately on that. I'm a gay man, but I am not a sexual pervert. And we see this happen all the time. Instead of using the biblical word of fornication, we call it a premarital affair or cohabitation. It sounds so much better. And if you use biblical words like fornication or adultery, well, you're not a loving man, are you? Oh, yes, I am. I love you enough to tell you the truth. A bunch of years ago, folks, I was preaching at a little chapel I was pastor of for a while. And one of the members brought in a young man, 16 years old. He was a homosexual. I was warned before he came. He was. Well, the next day on Sunday, I was going to do some baptizing. So I said, those going to be baptized tomorrow, please come up. Well, he walked up. His name was Jared. Walked up to the front of the church and said, I'd like to baptize. He says, Jared, we need to talk first. I didn't throw rocks at him. I didn't call him names. But we need to talk first. So we went to one of the church members' houses, and everybody there just kind of walked away and let he and I have the dining room table. We sat down, and I shared Bible. I said, now, Jared, I'm going to tell you a few things. I'm not going to tell you my opinion, because my opinion and your opinion don't matter. It doesn't matter. I want to talk to you about the lifestyle you live in. And he said, preacher, and we talked quite a while. He said, you know, the pastors in this area say it's okay because I'm just faithful to one boy. Well, make a long story short, he was born again that night right there and so excited he was born again. He said, I feel good inside. He said, can I get baptized tomorrow now? And he said, you sure can. And the next morning, Sunday morning come, he didn't come to church. And I was shocked. I didn't know why he wasn't there. Come to find out, his own parents would not let him come back. 6 months later, he committed suicide. Truth will make people angry. The young man's parents are mad at him because he was born again and wanted to change his life. Let's talk to Ed in Oklahoma. Ed, come on in. Welcome.
Well, thanks for everything. You said your phone was kind of quiet, and we're sitting here getting ready to listen to Trump speak, and I just called to tell you guys that we love you, and we're listening to you, so we're out here. But
thank
you. We're just waiting for Trump to talk. That's all quiet out here.
Well, I appreciate you. Now, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Oh, I've called you a few times before. I'm the guy here in Oklahoma City who listens on the shortwave. I've got a bunch of radios here and big antennas and listen to everything. So I was listening to you two tonight.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for that. I do appreciate that. And please stay tuned, because sometimes I say something smart.
You know, but you say a lot of smart things. That's why I learn so much.
Well, I appreciate that. It made me night. Thank you. I do appreciate it. I got at least one listener out there.
Yes, you do. You have a bunch of them.
God bless you, man. Keep in touch, okay?
God bless you, too. I will.
All right. Talk to you soon. I tell you, folks, that's exciting. That humbled me. It really does. It's like Tom Reed up in Spokane, Washington, put me on, I think, 10 stations this coming Sunday for an hour on one of my 50,000 water. That's so humbling. Such an honor. Oh, please, folks, don't think for 1 minute that how can I put this? Don't praise me. Praise our Father in heaven and pray for me. I'm only a servant. Maybe I've been a little stronger in some areas than a lot of people that call themselves servants, but I'm just a man. I live by faith like everybody else does. I get frustrated and angry like everybody else does. But I still serve my Savior because I love Him and He loves me. And I mean that. And Ed, thanks for the call. That really made me feel better knowing you were out there. I know people listen, but this program is never meant to be a one-way thing. That's why I'd rather teach than would preach. When I'm preaching, it's usually just one way. But when I'm on the radio or at Bible study, it's two ways. Teaching is wonderful because I want to hear from you. I want your input. I want you. Sometimes you teach me things, and I mean that. And sometimes you make me think harder. That's hard on my old hillbilly, but I can still try. But I'm here to serve. And I hope that you'll join us in church tomorrow. I know it's an off day. I realize that. But it's weather is decent. I can get across the mountain tomorrow, I think. But you join us tomorrow. Just go to PastorBush.com. Click on live stream. Watch us on there, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Or call the phone, 515-606-5830. 515-606-5830. Then hit the code 895-509. 895-509. This is live on telephone. Again, 515-606-5830. Code 895-509. I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll join us. And you can call in and talk to us there just like you do on the radio. I never want to be unequal, folks. I'm only a man and only a servant. I want to be here for you if I can be. If you love me, and by the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to talk to Dr. Orion tomorrow night about coronavirus, what it is, and what's going on. See you there. Good night. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you